Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia.
What's good? I'm Jordan.
And we are the Innovation Crew. We have a great show for y'all today. First, so much new music, and I'm so excited. I know, Jordan, ain't you excited about all this new music that's been coming out?
Oh, so, yeah.
It's for real, up. I love it. So we're going to get into all the new music. Also, the two controversy kings, Chris Brown, Kanye West, have some news on them. Also, Blac Chyna and the Kardashian clan, so, you know, more drama and more. But first, let's get into the movies of the box office. At number one, which is not surprising, Kung Fu Panda 3 made $41 million here in the U.S., and it's made $116 million worldwide. Mm. I never seen Kung Fu Panda. Have you seen it, Jordan?
No.
I wonder how good is it. I need to get on my cartoon flow. There's a lot of good cartoon stuff that I haven't really watched. Coming in at number two, The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio made $12,400,000, and its total is $274 million. Just doing a good thing. I think, honestly, maybe because it's award season, like, that's why he's still, because he hasn't left the top three slot ever since the movie came out worldwide. So, do you think, Jordan, it's because of, like, all of the award shows that his movie is still, like, in the top spot?
No. Just hard work pays off.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying it's been out and people are still, you know, I'm saying I think it's because of the awards that people are still, you know, kind of watching it and stuff. So, you know, that's just a quick little thought. But, yeah, that's number two. Number three, wow, Star Wars The Force Awakens. Again, this movie has definitely not have left the top three slot since it's been out. It's made $10 million this weekend, which brings its total to $1,983,000,000. $226,016. Yeah, I still don't think it'll beat Titanic for the number two spot. Do you, Jordan?
I don't know.
I don't know, but yeah. If it does, that'll be the most shocking thing ever. Well, coming in at number four, it didn't make our top three slot, but you guys know The Finest Hours with Chris Pine came out this weekend and made $10,327,000. And at number nine, 50 Shades of Black with Marlon made $6,186,648. So hopefully all the movies will be successful. Really, hopefully. But anyway, Jordan, what's going on in sports?
So I just got news. Calvin Johnson played for the Detroit Lions. He told the Lions he's planning on retiring.
He's planning on retiring?
Yeah.
Oh, why? How old is he?
I don't know. I think he's like 30-something.
Why are he retiring so early? Like Lil Wayne. I don't feel like Lil Wayne should have retired. Lil Wayne didn't really retire, though, did he?
No. Lil Wayne still rap.
Yeah, he didn't really retire. He hasn't put out a lot of stuff, probably, but yeah, he can't retire. Come on now. But yeah, hopefully everything goes well for him in the Detroit Lions. So let's talk about these SAG Awards last night. For a lot of you people with the Oscar controversy, this should be some happy news for you. Well, unlike the Oscars, the SAG Awards, for those of you who don't know, the nominations are decided by the SAG-AFTRA. AFTRA, which is a group of 2,200 actors selected at random, whereas, you know, the Oscars is like an all-white committee, even though there's a black woman in charge of it. And it was a lot of, like they said, diversity and winners. So Viola Davis, Queen Latifah, and Uzo Aduba, they took home Best Actress Awards in their categories. Idris Elba won two SAG Awards for Beast of No Nation and Luther. And this is what I thought was pretty cool. Uzo Aduba, she took her prom date to the SAG Awards. And it's funny, he's a, I found it weird. It was kind of random. He's, he's actually pretty handsome. She posted on Instagram, she's saying, he asked me to the prom. I said yes. I asked him to the fags. He said yes, so that's cute. Carol Burnett was honored with, you know, the Lifetime Achievement Award. And speaking of SAG awards, all eyes were on 69-year-old actress Susan Sarandon, who displayed a whole lot of cleavage in a sateen double-breasted suit. And Kate Winslet supposedly could not stop looking at her or touching her breasts. What do you think about that, Jordan? A 69-year-old woman wearing, you know, an outfit with all of her cleavage out. You think that's appropriate?
No, but if she thinks she still got it, go ahead for it.
She's white, and I ain't trying to be funny. Let me stop. I ain't gonna do it like that, Jordan. But let me see. If you saw my grandma in an outfit like that, would you think that's appropriate? Why are you quiet?
I didn't hear you.
I said if you saw my grandma wearing something like that, would you think that's appropriate for her, or wouldn't that be a little weird?
That would be a little weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 69-year-old, kind of a little bit too much. But yeah, she actually looked gorgeous. She didn't look bad, but a lot of people went off on her like, oh my gosh, you know. Oh, well. You did your thing, girl. You look beautiful. And speaking of Kate Winslet, Leonardo DiCaprio won his first ever SAG Award last night for Best Actor for The Revenant. And Kate Winslet was one of the first to congratulate him. And I'm just glad. I didn't know that was his first SAG Award. Well, at least he got that. But let's see if he'll finally get this Oscar. I think all of these mini award shows are leading up to the Oscars, and I am really excited. Are you going to watch the Oscars, Jordan? I feel like you're not going to watch it.
You know, acting is my dream job. I'm not going to watch it.
I like it. I think when I was down at your house, one time we watched the Oscars together. It was when 12 Years a Slave won. I remember that day. So I guess you're really not interested in it.
No.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, that's good. So hopefully we'll see Leo you doing. Speaking of all this new music, for those of you who know me, I'm not the biggest Rihanna fan, I guess, but Jordan definitely is. Rihanna and Tinashe, those just are his two dream women. So you know, guys, she released her album Free was Wednesday night, you know, and it's actually really, really good. But I'm going to tell y'all some more stuff. It's supposedly by the Recording Industry Association of America. It's been certified platinum by there, but by Billboard and all the other people, it's not platinum, and I'm going to tell you why. Also, I'm going to tell you how Rihanna made money from releasing a free album, you know. But here is one. Yeah, I'm going to play a quick one. Here is like an interlude on the album. Here is James.
I'd rather be smoking weed whenever we breathe, every time you kiss me. Don't say that you miss me, just come get me.
Jordan, oh my gosh, I love that. Well, first, Jordan, I know you've heard the album. So first, what were your thoughts about it?
I liked it.
What was your favorite song? Oh, what, wait, keep going. What were you saying?
I was going to say, something like, this album is not like different from all the other albums.
Say that like one more time.
Like, this album was different like from all the other albums she did. Like, it wasn't like too much pop or too much R&B. She had some music, like some instrumental from her culture and all that other stuff.
So do you think this album was better than her other one she did before?
Yeah. Like, when she do her albums get better every time.
That's a good thing. Yeah, it actually is. This is my favorite of hers. And like I said, I'm even not the biggest Rihanna fan like you, but I really love this album and the songs. So what are some of your favorite songs on the album?
Consideration. I like that song. I like Same Old Mistake, Good Night Gotham, and Yeah, I Said It.
Yeah.
Pose. I like Pose and Love on the Brain.
I did too. My favorite is, of course, well, James Joint is really a song, but I love that. I do love Consideration. I love Same Old Mistakes, and I love Work. But the whole album is good. Make sure y'all check it out. Now, Jordan, tell the truth. We know that you have the hookup on so much stuff. So did you, this album was supposedly released free, but of course you get all your albums free anyway because you just download. Now, did you have this album before it was released, you know, when we got it? Because I know you got the hookup on that. So when did you actually first get this album and listen to it?
Probably when everybody else got it.
What? I'm shocked. And I would tell you that Jordan has the hookup. I had Justin Bieber's album. It's so funny. I had his album days before it came out. Jordan gave it to me. And I was like, I have this album? What? But I still went out and bought Justin Bieber's album. But for a lot of you guys, you didn't have to buy this album. What were you saying, Jordan?
I said I was going to do the same thing for Rihanna. I was going to buy the album.
Yep. Now, one thing Jordan does, he will buy albums from Jordan and Tinashe. Is that right, Jordan?
Yeah.
That's it. Only. And Kalani. Yeah, those are his three favorite girls. But after Work was released Wednesday, Rihanna decided to release her album free that night. The album was downloaded 1.4 million times in 14 hours, which is impressive. It is, but it's not, because I mean the album was free, so of course I'm actually shocked more people. I would expect more than that many people to get it if it was free. But no, I know the reason is because it was probably released late at night. A lot of people didn't know, because I honestly didn't know the whole album was released until today, which is actually, I find crazy. But the Recording Industry Association, huh?
I said, you know why I think she released it so early?
Why?
It was supposed to drop February, but since Kanye West coming out with the album in February, she released it early.
That may be true. So if both of their albums was released like on the same day, who do you think will sell more, Kanye or Rihanna?
I don't know. I'm not going to answer that question. But
I'd say Kanye.
I think my brother told me Drake and Kanye put the drop the album on the same day.
They just might. And I think Drake will sell more, to tell you the truth. It was. I know I would buy Drake before Kanye. No, I don't doubt it. Drake has always, every album that he came out with, all of his album sales have been nothing less than 600,000 a week. And Kanye like that.
Did you see when Kanye West had that rant on Twitter about Wiz Khalifa right now? He was trending like, his trending, he was number one trending, 2.something million.
I mean, duh, because him and Wiz Khalifa are two of the biggest rappers. Of course, he's going to be trending, and it's Kanye West. But we got to talk actually more. I don't know what these celebrities nowadays. But back to Rihanna. Come on, let Rihanna get a little shine, okay? So the Recording Industry Association of America confirmed the album as platinum, but Billboard did not. And I will tell you exactly why, and I think I'm a little with Billboard on this. But anyway, back in October, Rihanna inked a $25 million partnership deal with Samsung. And as a part of the partnership, Rihanna offered a promo code for fans to download Anti for free. But not only that, each person who downloaded the album are eligible for a 60-day free trial for Tidal. And, which is, you know, it's marketing, it's slick, but I love it. They were smart in what they did. And Tidal was the first streaming service to have the album, because apparently Rihanna owns a part of Tidal with all the other artists. And the Tidal rep said that the album was streamed 13 million times in 14 hours. And actually, before she released the album for free, Tidal had so-called accidentally put it on Tidal. And then after 20 minutes, they took it off saying, oh, we made a mistake. But I don't know how that goes. So now iTunes has the album, Apple Music has the one song, Work, and Spotify has nothing. And the free run is over, guys. Now you have to pay for it. It was free for a while. Now you got to pay for it. And this is honestly a quadruple win. Rihanna wins, Samsung wins, Tidal wins, and the fans win, of course, who got the album free. Now, I agree with Billboard kind of. Well, I don't say the album went platinum because it's almost like, people are maybe, you can buy it now, but when it was released in that time period, no one really bought it. So I don't consider that platinum. Do you, Jordan? Because I don't.
Yeah, if you count like on the views or who listen to it.
But when an album is certified platinum, it's based off sales, not views. And we know that.
I know. But you still get money. You still get paid when people go listen to it on Tidal and stuff. Don't feel me,
baby. I know, but no one bought it. That's the point. Jordan, that's what I was saying. All right. What the RIAA did, they just said it was platinum because 1.4 million people downloaded it, but they downloaded it for free. They didn't pay for anything. Like, they paid $0 for it. So
right.
That's why Billboard's not considering it platinum. But I agree, you can't consider an album platinum if it didn't get any. No one bought it. How is that platinum?
Because, like, when people go, even though it's free, but when people go listen to it, like on Tidal and stuff, she's still getting paid for it because people listen to it in the views. It's just like YouTube. When you go click on somebody's video on YouTube, they get paid for it.
Yeah, they get paid for it, but no one is paying for it, if that makes sense. So basically, when an album, I'm going to explain this to people. For those of you who don't know, when an album goes platinum, that means a million copies of it has been sold. A million copies. None of this was sold, but they still consider it platinum. But I guess, you know, one thing that Samsung did, why am I having these things? But I think basically what Samsung did, they basically bought a lot of copies, I guess, per the say, of how much the album would, and that's how they got to offer it for free and promote Samsung like that. So in that case, yeah, it did go platinum because, of course, I guess Samsung paid Rihanna for however many copies she thought it was sold. So it's really weird, but in the new terms of platinum, it really didn't go platinum. So, yeah, I guess no one's doing that. But anyway, the album is great. For those of you who haven't heard it, go check it out. Anti by Rihanna. Rihanna, I love it so much, so much, so much, so much, and I will be bumping that thing. Speaking of more new music, Drake released Summer 16 last night, and speaking of Rihanna, she loves the song. She supports it. She posted a pic on Instagram showing her little support, and this was released yesterday. He is throwing major shots in this song to me. Whether they're intentionally or unintentional, yeah, it's a lot of shots being thrown. But hear it for yourself. Here is Summer 16 by Drake.
Looking, 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 looking. looking for revenge. All summer 16, all summer 16, playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All in the same thing, all rapping one thing. Looking for revenge, to do what you couldn't do. Tell Obama that my verses are just like the whips at the end, they bulletproof. Minus 20, we in Pitfield, at K's Kitchen and a Canada Goose. Famous as fuck, but I'm still in the cut when they round up the truce. I'm Mr. Sicko, a real sicko when you get to know me, nigga. I let the diss record drop, you was staying right below me, nigga. We must have played it 100 times, you was going to bed. Why would I put on a vest, I expect you to aim for the head. I could have killed you the first time. You don't have to try and say it louder, nigga. Trust me, heard you the first time. It's nothing personal, I would have done it to anyone. And I blame where I came from, and I blame all my day ones. You know chubs like Draymond, you better hope not say none. Them boys, they a handful. Then I hit them with the high line. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Mo G with the dance moves. Ad Boy with the dance moves. Jimi Hendrix with the solo. Those are strings that you can't pull. Yeah, and I can really dish it out. Come and get it from the source. But fuck with all the word of mouth. Golden State running practice at my house, nigga. What am I about? You gon' really feel it now. I'm out here looking for revenge. All summer 16. All summer 16, playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing, looking for revenge. All you boys in the new Toronto wanna be me a little. All your exes know I like my O's with a V in the middle. You would love it if I went away and didn't say nothing else. How am I keeping it real by keeping this shit to myself? You was never gang, 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 gang. You was never one of us. Had us fooled for a minute there, now we done all grown up. But I'm better off anyway. Y'all never gonna finish Drake. Say you see about it when you see me, man. Y'all never home anyway. Saw the things that you should have said. Said things that you shouldn't say. We even gave y'all the whole money play. And y'all broke to this day. Oh, it's your time now. Yeah, that's what everybody say. I used to wanna be on Rockefeller, then I turned into Jay. Now I got a house in LA, now I got a bigger pool than Ye. And look, man, Ye's pool is nice, mine's just bigger, is what I'm saying. I'm that nigga, is what I'm saying. Getting things done around here, how you let me run it down here? I'm not even from around here. 666666. Soon as I'm back in the city, they throw a parade. I might get a key to the city and give it to Wayne, or give it to one of the young boys to carry the wave. So trust me, they'll be out here looking for revenge. All summer 16, all summer 16, playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing, looking for revenge.
They don't want us to have a bigger pool than Kanye.
There we go. Summer 16 by Drake. I love that song. You like it, Jordan?
Oh.
Why?
He just do too much.
Not. Why? Because the people he talking about in the song.
And then one of the person he's talking about, the other, when he had this Drake, he was stating a fact.
Well, who, Obama?
No. Tory Lanez.
Well, yeah, well, you like Tory Lanez, don't you?
No, not for real.
Well, I love the song Summer 16. Speaking of Summer 16, I'm going to start college in Summer 16. Hey, they're right good. Of course, you don't care. All right, but I love that song. This is going to be one of the songs we analyze next show on our Wednesday show. It's going to be this song, along with Pillow Talk by Zayn and some more songs from Rihanna from ANT. So you don't want to miss that episode. Make sure you tune in. But congratulations to Tyra Banks. She welcomed her first child, baby boy York Banks, with boyfriend Eric Alsa. And, yeah, Tyra Banks struggled with fertility and hired a surrogate mother to have their baby. But the surrogate had some of Tyra's... You said what? Well, that's why she got a surrogate. And the surrogate had some of Tyra's eggs and Eric's sperm planted inside of her. so it could be a DNA of both of them, which is pretty cool. I don't like hearing stuff like that. It makes me squeamish about fertility, taking eggs and putting it inside people. That just seems too weird and too unnatural. So, ugh. Miley Cyrus sent balloons to Tyra congratulating them. So, yay. There we go, Miley.
I was going to say, I think it's weird for people who are like 40-something years old having kids. Because by the time their kids get like 18, 20, they're going to be like 60-something.
Yeah, I think it's weird. It's a lot of young people who be having babies like that. Think about Halle Berry. But she's not the only one. It's so many people. Anyway, guys, one thing about Summer 16 I pointed out, I love how Drake uses that little Aaliyah riff. It's so cool. Looking for a man. I can't do it that low, but you know what I mean. And that's like Halle does it. Yeah, I pointed that out. So, yeah. Blac Chyna was arrested yesterday after being kicked off a flight at Austin Bergstein International Airport in Austin, Texas. She was charged with public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance. Apparently, she was drunk and causing a disturbance on the flight. Rob Kardashian drove down nearly 1,400 miles from L.A. to Austin over the weekend to pick up Blac Chyna. Now, that is love right there. I don't even think Jordan would do that for a girl he loved. He wouldn't have no gas money, that's why. I know it is.
Walk. If I can walk down there, we can walk together back.
Please. Jordan's the type of person he's saying now, but when it happens, he ain't going to do a thing. And he's going to like, oh, I'll wait she get out. I'll visit her maybe, but yeah. Jordan ain't going to do all that. No, Jordan was in cars. He ain't going down there.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too. You would ever go down there. It is what it is.
If it's somebody like Tinashe or J-Lo, yeah, I'm going to go get them.
You hear that? Tinashe or J-Lo. That's the only people who ever do that for. Or Rihanna, maybe. But for one of our regular girls, whoever he going to get with now, he ain't going to do that. But Khloe, you all know how Kardashians and Blac Chyna have their little thing going on. Blac Chyna says that she doesn't have a problem with any of them. She actually loves them, but of course they don't like her, I guess. So Khloe threw some major shade on Twitter. She said on Friday after Blac Chyna got arrested, she said, dang, on a Friday, kid, you know, throwing shots. But Blac Chyna's mom came right back at her. Blac Chyna's mom posted a pic of Khloe's mugshot. So funny, saying, well, she was telling Khloe in the caption, don't start SHIT with a whole bunch of more stuff. So really funny. And Kylie Jenner isn't surprised. She thinks Blac Chyna is trouble. All of this stuff, but yeah, Blac Chyna posted a Snapchat photo with Rob's car in the Blac Chyna posted a Snapchat photo with Rob's car in the background saying, bye, Texas. So that's how we found out. But shout out to Rob. Jordan, do you think Blac Chyna is using Rob Kardashian? Because I do.
No.
Seriously, you don't? I mean, but don't you see what I'm talking about, all the comparisons when I say that? Like,
yeah.
When, but, you know, it just makes perfect sense because she was friends with them and then Tyga got with Kylie. Wait, do you think that Tyga was getting with Kylie while Blac Chyna was friends with Kardashian? I think that's what would have happened.
I don't know. They said that Tyga used to live down the street from
Tyga used to live down the street from the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Where'd he get money like that to live around there with them?
But
let me stop.
I think Blac Chyna doing it because she feel Rob pain.
Okay. Well, she may feel his pain, but they think, you know, they're saying that, yeah, that Blac Chyna is using him while Rob's at a weak point in his life. Which sounds true to me. I feel like it is.
It sounds like his sister don't want him to be happy.
They probably don't. I don't know what's going on between them. Let's pray for them, y'all. Hope they all get better. But, yeah, coming up next, for I say for our last moments of the show, juicy moments. Our two controversy kings are back at it again. None other than Chris Brown and Kanye West. Hear what happened next. Also, happy birthday to Justin Timberlake. He turned 35, and Kerry Washington turned 39 today. Aquarius season. Whoop, whoop. But, yeah. So, hear about Chris Brown and Kanye West. We come back, and here is a throwback jam from Justin Timberlake, one of my favorite songs off his best album he's ever done, Justified. Here is Like I Love You.
Just something about you. When I'm looking at you, whatever. Keep looking at me. Getting scared now. Right? Don't feel me, baby. It's just Justin. Feel good, right? Listen.
I kinda noticed in one guy in your colorful face.
Do what they do, and that's what it is. Now,
everybody dance.
That was one of my favorite songs by Justin Timberlake. I did not like that song when I first heard it, first came out, but then I started to like it, like, after a few listens. Sounded weird, but yeah, that was off his best album, Justified. That used to be my favorite album of all time. It's so good. The Neptunes did their thing on that album. Great. Neptunes, probably, I think, are the GOATs of producers. They're the greatest producers of all time. Neptune consists of Pharrell and Chad from Virginia. So shout out to y'all from Virginia. Speaking of producers in Virginia, I got Timbaland's book today, Emperor of Sound and what is wrong with me today? Jordan put a spell on me. The Emperor of a Sound. I got the book today by Timbaland, and I cannot wait to read it. Right now I'm reading Sheila E.'s The Beat of My Own Drum, and it's good. I've been to a lot of biographies. I also read some of The Wolf of Wall Street. I'm going to finish that. Foxy Brown's book, well, Pam Grier's book, Foxy, and more Wendy Williams. I already read Wendy's biography. Wendy's Got the Heat. Now I'm on the Wendy Williams Experience. So that's a little update of my reading life. I love to read. It's fun. All right, so let's get back into this. Grease Live airs tonight on Fox at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time and 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And this is going to be live in Burbank, California. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see how this is going to turn out. It's going to be 3 hours long. And it's, you know, it's based off the 1978 movie Grease with John Travolta. And this is the bittersweet moment. For those of you who don't know, Vanessa Hudgens, she's going to be on Grease Live. She was on High School Musical, all of that. So her father died last night of stage 4 cancer. And it's so sad because, you know, she was telling people days before to please pray for him and all of that. So he died, and she took to Twitter reporting his death and also said that she'll do the show tonight in his honor. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. So keep the Hudgens family in your prayers. This must be a difficult time they're going through. Also going to be in Grease Live are Carly Rae Jepsen, Kiki Palmer, Jessie J, and more. So I cannot wait. It's going to be great. Let's get into more this little controversy with the two kings, Chris Brown and Kanye. First off, Chris Brown did two rants, shall I say. First, he ranted about the Grammys on Twitter. And I don't know if it's because he's nominated for one award this year, and it's for Best Rap / Song Collaboration on the song Only by Nicki Minaj featuring Drake, Lil Wayne himself. He said on Twitter, hashtag Grammy, this is probably the main reason I love being free to create any kind of music I want. Too many people kiss ass and work less. If you turn on your radio right now, I promise within the hour you will hear Chris Brown on Darn Near Half the Songs I've co-written, which is true because I hear Chris all the time. He went on to say the award used to mean something. Now it's about likes and memes. I'm thankful to my fans. I'm able to be the best artist I can without having to conform the ways of my peers. I also needed my commission. Okay. Sometimes I can't read my own handwriting, which is funny. But yeah, that's true. And it also goes into what a lot of people were saying about the Oscars. You really don't need recognition for those people. Just as long as you got validation, I feel like the fans love it. You love it. It's all right. It's all cool. That's not the only thing. Chris Brown's baby mama, Nia, claims that Chris gave their one-year-old daughter royalty asthma from secondhand smoke due to Chris Brown smoking weed around her. She's trying to restrict Chris's visitation hours with royalty. She is requesting that a judge force Chris to hire a full-time nanny or be faced with a reduction in the number of visitation hours. And Chris wasn't having it. He took to Instagram and said, absolutely untrue. I quit cigarettes on New Year's. No one surround my daughter. No one. Oh, Lord, Jordan. No one smokes around my daughter. this is obviously a play to get some sort of increased income. I take care of my daughter and will never, ever put her in a position that will harm her. And that is probably true because as of now, Chris pays $2,500 a month for child support for royalty. And his baby mom reportedly wants the payment increased to nearly $16,000 a month, which of course all will not be used for the baby. And he continued saying, I'm so sick and tired of negative people trying to use me and slander me. All this annoying BS, everybody knows what they do in the street. My daughter is my pride and joy, and I will not be played because my lifestyle is different from other parties involved. He then went on to say that royalty is the youngest in her class, most advanced, and is constantly being creative. Finally, he says, I won't do this back and forth negative thing, so I'll just say God bless whoever is struggling and needs to use me to better their life, even though I fulfill my duties as a father. That was great. What you think about that, Jordan?
That was all right. But I think like athletes and music artists and people like that get pay child support too much money.
Yeah, they do. But I guess
they support they taking care of their kids and their mom and the kid and their baby mama.
Yeah. And probably the baby mama's boyfriend too. But yeah, I agree with Chris. And a lot of celebrities have to pay a lot for child support, so don't know what's there. Y'all leave Chris alone. I'm with you on this, Chris. But yeah, hopefully that all works out. And I pray royalty does not have asthma. Please, Lord. All right. Now let's get on to our second controversy, King Kanye. So after his big Twitter feud with Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose, he has made a great decision. He promised to not speak about other people's kids again. He went on Twitter and said, I quote, God's dreams. Never speak on kids again. All love, all blessings. And I agree with you. That's great. You never put people's kids in anything. And Kanye West must really begin deep into his spirituality because if you haven't heard, he's talking about Waves as a gospel album. That was one of his tweets. And also, he was in the studio with 2 Chainz, Kid Cudi, P. Diddy, Andre 3000, The Dream, French Montana, and shockingly, gospel artist Kirk Franklin. So I'm like, I definitely want to hear what that song is going to be about. I know Kirk Franklin is going to get a lot of backlash from, you know, the Christian community, and I'm ready to report on that as well. And it was the Wave studio session, so I'm excited about this album. I want to hear what it's like. You excited, Jordan?
Kanye, yeah.
Yeah, I want it. I definitely, the only track I'm waiting to hear is that Kanye with Kirk Franklin. I got to see that. Moving on. Speaking of that, Andre 3000, speaking of him, we all know Uber is the new taxi but better, and Uber Pool is an option that lets you share your ride in the cost with someone else nearby. So Uber Pool matches you with another rider taking a similar route, and you'll each pay for your portion of the trip. Well, Andre 3000 ordered an Uber to take him to the studio to do final recording for the album with Kanye West, but he accidentally pressed Uber Pool, so he got matched with the woman, and they talked, and he found out they both lived in the same place in the past, and guess what he did, Jordan? He invited her along to the recording studio, so she met Kanye, Diddy, 2 Chainz, everybody. So I need to start, you know, doing Uber Pool. I've never been in an Uber, but maybe I need to do Uber Pool. You'll never know who you'll be matched with, so I think that is totally cool, but yeah, that has to be great. Thank you guys so much for listening to our Sunday show. We have, make sure if you haven't checked out our interview with Miss Mulatto, check that out. We interview Miss Mulatto from the Lifetime show, The Rap Game, you know, produced by Queen Latifah, featuring Jermaine Dupri on the show. And you can listen to that. Miss Mulatto is a great interview. You don't want to miss it. And you'll get a little sneak peek of what's going to happen. Also, tune in Tuesday for Testimony Tuesday. And on Wednesday, our regular show. And we're going to analyze all the new music, including Zayn's Pillow Talk and some more Rihanna songs. And exciting news for all of you who want to be in the film industry, especially if you want to be in if you're in Georgia. I have some great news for you today. Forgive me my little messing up talking, but Have a great night, y'all. Bye.
I'd rather be smoking weed.